Arise, awaken, the mother calls. Alight your wings, your tails, your claws. The earth is ready for a change, but many fear disaster's range. Fear not for light and love and purity, but rather know them as security. If you have learned to love each other, you'll love the earth just like your mother. But if your greed has taken all, it is the choice that is your fall. Release them now, your many things. They close the eyes and clip the wings. For that which is possessed possesses, and that which is released releases. The flight of the phoenix begins with a fire to cleanse and purify the mire. But the stream of life flows on forever. The breath of spirit, it ceases never. Protect the earth, embrace the moon, accept the sun. The hour is soon. Welcome to Multidimensional Meditations. I am Dr. S. Carroll, and I greet you all and welcome you and happy to have you with me and with all of us, all of the collective consciousness today as we are integrating our multidimensional self and our divine ideal into our fourth chakra, which is our heart chakra. And our heart chakra rules the heart, the lungs, the immune system, our arms and our hands. And our immune system is ruled by our thymus gland, which is just above our physical heart. Most of all, however, our heart chakra has to do with intimate relationships. For it is through an intimate relationship with ourself that we are able to maintain health. And it is through intimate relationships with others and with our planet that we can maintain a healthy world for us to live in. More and more now, as we are becoming one with our multidimensional self, we are becoming one with our planet. More and more, we feel that our health and the planet's health are intermingled, and we are also gaining an intimate relationship with Gaia, the consciousness of Earth, and our planet itself. When we open the solar plexus chakra and allowed our divine ideal multidimensional self to enter, we were able to begin to tune into the collective consciousness, which is the consciousness of all the humans on Earth. Now, as we allow our higher frequency self to enter into our heart chakra, we will be able to expand our consciousness to planetary consciousness. And planetary consciousness is that we are able to tune in to all the beings of Gaia, whether it be what we have formerly thought of as a thing, such as a tree or a mountain or a lake. As we become more intimately aligned with our inner elementals, such as earth, air, fire, and water, we are therefore, through them, more aligned with the elementals, the fourth dimensional expression of the elements. We are more aligned with the planetary elementals. Also, the devas, which is a group, the group leader of the elementals, such as we have a body elemental. The forest of all of the trees would be a forest elemental, and a mountain, which encompasses many life forms, would have a mountain deva. And the highest dimensional expression of all of these elementals and devas would be the Elohim. Our heart chakra is also aligned with the higher mental plane, the home of our divine child and guardian angel, as well as the stratosphere of Earth, which is important since our heart chakra is the chakra through which we heal, and we know that the ozone layer in the Earth's stratosphere is in need of healing. Our heart chakra is the first chakra in which we are learning to be conscious creators of our reality. What that means is that we are able to love ourselves enough to take responsibility for the reality that we are creating. Now, why is loving ourselves important for taking responsibility for our creations? Because if we do not love ourselves, then we cannot forgive ourselves if that creation didn't turn out so great. And we cannot accept that we are human and we will make mistakes. And if we are not able to forgive ourselves and accept ourselves, we're not going to be able to take responsibility because we'll be too hard on ourselves. And so therefore, we will project it out into some other person, place, or even thing. Oh, that stupid chair got in my way. So therefore, loving ourselves is a very important prerequisite to being a conscious creator. With the heart chakra, some of the higher senses that we have been developing all along will become more natural as we open up our hearts to allow love in. And as we allow love in, we have the ability to gain access to our theta waves, which are called our shaman waves. While in theta waves, we are able to have great empathy, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and the heart chakra begins our opening of compassion. So with our enhanced ability for higher dimensional, interdimensional travel, let's prepare for our fourth chakra meditation. Now, first off, let's begin this by imagining, remembering, desiring an experience when your heart was filled with love. Just take a long, slow, deep breath and allow yourself to feel love. It can be love for yourself, love for another, love for something that you like to do, love for something that you have created. The energy of love is the same, however it is expressed. Now allow this feeling of love to fill your heart. And as the love fills your heart, realize that you are now free of fear, for love is the antidote to fear. And when you are free of fear, you are free of separation, and you are free of limitations. Now take a moment and send this beautiful feeling down, down into the body of Gaia. Share this feeling with your planet, from your heart to the heart of your planet. And as you do so, feel the planet embrace you, just like a physical embrace of a loving mother and her cherished child. For you are the child of Gaia. As you feel Gaia as your mother, feel the great canopy of stars and the realm of spirit as your father. Feel yourself, experience yourself as a star with your feet spread and planted into the earth, your head high in the canopy of stars, and open your arms wide to open your heart to feel the love that comes from above and below as you express and radiate your great force of love. Now, looking up into the sky, find any particular cluster of stars that seems to resonate to you. As you allow yourself to drift in to this cluster of stars and find the sun, within that sun is a portal, a living vortex into forever. This portal to forever is a portal to your high heart. Your high heart is where your multidimensional self has always lived, for it is what has kept you alive. Your high heart is physically located in your aura, about halfway between your heart and your throat. Now take a moment as you feel your feet deeply implanted into the ground of Gaia and your head in the stars and in this particular sun. As you feel this portal welcoming your entry. And almost like seaweed that has detached from the ocean, detached from the illusions of your third dimensional world, and drift upward into the canopy of stars and into the portal to your high heart, simultaneously remaining in your own heart chakra and in the heart of Gaia. Allow your opening heart to guide your consciousness as you drift through the stars, the galaxy, and into your great sun, and into the portal of your high heart, the home of your multidimensional self that is now entering your earth vessel. As you approach yourself, you see a light brighter than your eyes could ever tolerate. Somehow you could feel these eyes in your heart. You can see them with your heart. Just hold your imagination and keep connected to these eyes. Can you still see those eyes in front of you? Take a moment now and remember. Remember soaring into the higher dimensions and into the stars, and see those eyes before you and feel the great power, wisdom, and love that emanates from these eyes as you allow them to guide you through the portal to discover your true formless nature. You are a spark of light, a conception, an immaculate conception. You are like a feather in the wind, a spark separating from a flame, the breeze, the twinkling of a star. Your long journey is nearing to completion now, and you will know that it will never be complete because now you have connected with your infinite being. You are an infinite being, temporarily expressing yourself in finite form. You feel the pull of your physical form, the finite you who imagined this experience, or perhaps it is the infinite you who has imagined your experience as a finite being. The infinite and the finite world blend into one as you enter the portal to your higher heart. As you enter the portal to your higher heart, you feel the experience of a bridge. I say feel, for now your imagination is not limited to the perception of your physical eyes. And very often as we perceive the extremely high dimensions, it's more of a look-feel than a look. When we travel through the astral plane, things are very bright, very colorful. Sometimes they almost feel like they're here in the physical plane. But as we travel interdimensionally, to the fifth dimension and beyond, we have to trust our belief in what we are seeing, feeling, hearing, experiencing, for we are using new sensory perceptions. And therefore, we have to reconnect our neural network in our brain. And that happens with love of ourself. So as you see this bridge, one end of the bridge is connected to our beautiful soul self, the infinite body of those eyes. The other end of the bridge is connected to our ego self in our heart chakra and our physical heart. This bridge spans the expanse between our high heart and our soul self, and our physical heart and our ego self. Now, we can see that the bridge easily attaches to our soul self, but in order for it to attach to our physical heart, it has to attach to our ego self as well. So take a moment now and see in your mind's imagination, you are in an old train station with different railroad tracks, and you are right at the juncture, and the railroad track, which is the main track, is connected to your ego self. What you're going to do is to see that lever right there at this juncture and pull the lever so that you can reconnect it to your soul self. Take a long moment and feel the love, feel the eyes, feel the connection as you reach out in your imagination to pull that lever towards you, towards love, towards being your highest self in your every mundane life. Pull it now, yes, you have done so. You know that you have pulled that lever because you feel a sense of compassion. Compassion first for yourself. Compassion that allows you to deeply understand why you are feeling what you are feeling, doing what you are doing, thinking what you are thinking. Because of this compassion, because of the understanding, the multidimensional understanding, which comes from the multidimensional perception of your soul self, you are able to detach from the illusions, detach from the drama, and relax into the moment. Find yourself, find your core, find your soul. As you say, I integrate and radiate my true essence of compassion. I integrate and radiate my true essence of compassion to every person, place, situation, and to planet Earth. Now, our heart chakra also rules our lungs and our breath, and the power of breath, the power of breath to integrate. For the heart chakra is the great integrator. It integrates our lower chakras with our higher chakras, our feminine earth energy with our masculine spirit energy. In fact, our feminine self and our masculine self, all integrated. And it is through the power of breath that we integrate. So we're going to take a moment now because the primary integration that we are looking at this time in our great history is the integration of person and planet. So we are going to breathe with Gaia. So begin by visualizing yourself again within the heart of Gaia. Just as you feel your hands and arms and legs and feet about you, feel the planet about you. You are the planet. You are the first, second, third, and fourth dimensional beings that make up your great multidimensional planet. So we are going to breathe in through the North Pole, inhale through the North Pole, and exhale through the South Pole. And with each in-breath, we bring in new light, love, knowledge, understanding, and forgiveness. And as we exhale, we will release any fear, limitation, or separation for ourselves and for all of the planet, thereby initiating our planetary consciousness. So take a long, slow inhale as you inhale through the North Pole into the physical plane. use your focused beta waves to heal your physical body, the physical body of your loved ones, all of the people, and all of the inhabitants of planet Earth. As you exhale, exhale all the injury, psychic, physical, emotional. Release, exhale out through your south pole. Now, inhale again through the north pole, this time into the emotional plane. And allow your beta waves to become alpha waves as you heal the emotions of all the beings on the planet, which also heals the planetary waters. And exhale any fear, any injury, any turbulence out through the south pole. Now, inhale again through the north pole into the mental body and the thoughts. As you do so, this activates your theta waves to allow you to heal any negative thinking that you might have, that others might have, to heal the oxygen within your body, and to heal the atmosphere of Gaia. As you exhale, any darkness, any dissonance out to the south pole. And finally, inhale through the north pole into the spiritual plane, which allows your theta waves to become delta waves. As you pull in the magnificent essence of your multidimensional self into your heart and into the heart of Gaia, to release any woundings to your ego out through the south pole. And relax. I think my heart is opening. That which was empty is now full. That which was hot is now warm. The sorrow, the pain, the fear, and the anger, I think that they can come out now. They have been locked inside my heart for a very long time. I was afraid that if the pain came out, I would feel it again, and my heart would break in two. But now, I think it is opening, and the past can be released. When the past is forgiven, there will only be now. When the pain is relinquished, what will be left? Could there be joy? Could there be fulfillment? Could there be love? When my heart has opened and the past is cleared, what will remain? Perhaps I will know now. Take a long, slow breath for yourself, for your planet, into the planetary consciousness, and in to your divine ideal. Now that your soul is in charge of your heart, you can heal yourself enough to give birth to your divine ideal. Just as we don't know what our infant will look like, we don't know what our divine ideal will look like, but if we allow it to be itself and love it and encourage it and protect it and guide it, it will grow into an adult. It will become independent of us, the expression of our soul self in our everyday life. Hold this feeling. We are now going to ground our wonderful heart chakra in the heart chakra of Gaia, which is in the Haleakala crater in Maui, which is in the Hawaiian Islands. Since the heart chakra represents the inflow female polarity, the actual heart chakra is in a small mount inside of a crater. And this is where Gaia's heart beats with a life force of the entire planet. And this life force is a light force of love. And Gaia's divine ideal is to create a planet of peace and love. Now taking a moment to find the peace that love can bring in your heart, take a long, slow, deep breath as we are ready to begin our travel once again into the core of Gaia's body to connect again our essence with hers. We begin our journey in this ancient volcano, so the pathway to Gaia's core is clear. Deeper and deeper we travel. At last, we are in the very core, far beneath the Pacific Ocean. Visions of many past civilizations move through our consciousness as we feel the huge Pacific Ocean and all of its vast memories around us and above us. The Pacific Ocean is one of Gaia's biggest organs. Just like we have organs that allow our body to live and thrive, so does Gaia. As we tune into the living energy of the Pacific Ocean, our attention also flows into the other main ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. And we feel how important Gaia's oceans, lakes, rivers, and waterways are to her body, just as water is important to our body as well. As we feel the great force of Gaia's oceans that surround the Hawaiian Islands and surround the island of Maui, we feel her great emotions and her great capacity of love. We take a long moment to feel our expanded capacity of love as we connect with our mother, Gaia. Here beneath a small circular island in the center of an immense ocean, we can feel the power of emotion, water, the power of the highest emotion, love. We are ready now to return to the surface of the planet, taking all of these realizations with us. Slowly, as if we are floating, we rise to the surface to find ourselves within Gaia's great crater at Haleakala. We climb the small mountain that represents her heart to better feel the beat of her love force and lie flat upon her ground to merge our personal heart with her planetary heart. We feel our hearts now beating as one, and we know the power of our united love. We linger here, allowing this unity of love to heal every cell and atom of our body and of the body of Gaia. As we blend our hearts, we feel the cool ocean breeze caressing our body. We are on a small circular mountain within a circular crater, within a circular island, surrounded by a vast, life-filled ocean. We visualize the power of three, a circle within a circle within a circle, and a deep, unconditional love begins to awaken in our heart as ancient memories of sorrow, loss, loneliness, and regret are released into the open doorway from our heart to our high heart. We use the power of imagination of our divine child to walk through this open doorway into the high heart of Gaia, which is now one with ours. At first, the vision is so bright that we can only see a golden light. As we gradually accustom to the higher vibrations of this realm, we see the peace and love that Gaia will manifest with us as we drop to our knees in reverence. Yes, we do not have to create this place. This place is already a reality because it is a consciousness. We only have to open our high hearts and calibrate our consciousness to this reality, the reality of living with a planet of peace and love. We feel the ancient wisdom of the land, the power of Gaia's mighty oceans, our mighty oceans, our land. As we feel the unconditional love of our high heart, of Gaia's high heart, as we are forgiven and forgive unconditionally, love unconditionally, and accept unconditionally for with our great compassion, we are able to do so. Gaia has waited long for this moment, the moment when people and planet unite as one. Slowly this vision of our true Earth, of our higher vibrational Earth, as this vision begins to fade, we realize that we are standing on the heart of Gaia, overseeing her land. In the distance, we can see the whales, the keepers of the water, circling Maui. We stand proud and accept our destiny as keepers of the land. We remember that we have awakened our great inner warrior, our divine child, and that we are powerful guardians of Gaia. How will we use our strength, our innocence, and our loyalty to heal and protect our planet? The answer is within our divine ideal, to which we have just given birth. We do know, however, that we, the keepers of the land, will join forces with the keepers of the water, the Cetaceans, to heal the many wounds that we have inflicted on Gaia's body, her atmosphere, and her aura. Through the long experience of our being third dimensional, we now have the wisdom to beam our power of love into Gaia's atmosphere to assist her in healing her ozone layer and all of her atmosphere. Because we now see all dimensions of Gaia as being alive, we have expanded our collective consciousness to planetary consciousness. As our individual consciousness expands to embrace the entire planet, we become one with Gaia through our shared planetary consciousness. We are Gaia's highest atmosphere. We are Gaia's deepest core. We are Gaia's heart. And we say, I am Gaia. I am Earth. I am heart. I am the heart of Gaia. As we feel ourselves as the heart of Gaia within our heart, and as our heart within the heart of Gaia, our consciousness expands. Our compassion expands. Our ability to love unconditionally expands. Our ability to forgive unconditionally expands. And our ability to accept expands. Take a moment now. Remember the planet of peace and love, the planet that exists right now in this moment. It's just a vibration above. Feel that vibration as you listen to the music. Dear people of my planet, I am the voice of Gaia. I am within your heart. I speak to you now as I wish to thank you for the deep love that you hold for my body. I want you to know that if you ever need anything, please call me. Call me in your sleep or when you are awake to know what I can give you and what is yours to take. Call me in the mountains or in the valleys low. Ask me all your questions, for the answers I shall know. I need your love to clear our fear. I'm far away, yet, oh, so near. Because I am your mother, I know that you will ask for the courage and the wisdom to fulfill your chosen task. If you listen with your heart, you'll find my voice inside you. It's a small request I make, and one I know you will do. For we are one, remember? We've done this all before. You've taken this long journey and landed on this shore. Remember all the times in which you knew my name? I am the being I was then. My essence is the same. Take a moment of your life to tune into your being, to awaken your true hearing and ignite your greater seeing. I am here or I am there, if you look or run away. I am with your every evening and throughout your every day. You know my plight, it's one you share. Take a moment to listen and a lifetime to care. Inside is where you'll find me. I'm never far away, you know. For we are one forever, no matter where you go. So stay within my essence, as I will show the way to live within the oneness, and that is where we'll stay. Welcome back. Did you have a good break? We've talked a lot about loving ourselves and loving our planet. I'd like to take this fourth section to talk about intimate relationships with other people. From the viewpoint of our soul, we want to unite with our multidimensional soul self, and we often try to fulfill that need of unification through the relationships with other physical persons. We experience this unification through deep and loving intimacy. However, we have so much of that intimacy from our egos with their egos, which is not the same as our ego with our soul or our soul with their soul. So therefore, in the third dimension, deep intimacy is best if it is based on strong boundaries. If both the parties of the relationship are assured that they will not become lost within that love, will not become absorbed into the other person with whom they are intimate, they can relax more into the moments of deep unity. The definition of intimacy is a removal of barriers, but it is the deliberate choice of the removal of barriers that creates the feeling of unity. If each of us perceives our body and consciousness as our home, then we can take responsibility for what happens in and around us. If we had no home, if we lived on the street, where we would have no boundaries, we would feel so vulnerable all the time that we would not feel safe. If we do not feel safe, then we will not allow ourselves to merge with others for fear that our self will be extinguished. We have many words for love as well, like we love baseball or chocolate or even I love my hair today. And how are these loves the same or different from deep, intimate love? Also, love and fear can become so intermingled in physical love that we don't really know if we are loving or hating or fearing. Furthermore, the first time that we fall in love with someone, we very often completely surrender ourselves in the fashion that we will never do again, because in our naivety, we have not experienced yet how much love can hurt. Then, when we do fall in love and the pain is there, we have not created some healthy boundaries, and we become so deeply wounded that we gather scar tissue from this experience and we are afraid to try intimacy again. It is through creating the protective boundaries around our personal essence that we can gain the confidence that will allow us to not allow another person to steal who we are. If we see ourselves as our home, we can take responsibility for maintaining that home. We can choose to keep the door closed and find intimacy within, or we can choose to open the door and find intimacy with another. Would we allow just anyone into our home? Would we allow them to take anything and they could walk into our house and take or destroy any possession? No. We must think of our personal interrelational heart like our home. We have in our heart what is most valuable to us, and we can choose to share it with each other when it is safe. We would not invite a burglar into our home. Therefore, we would not invite anyone into our heart that we think would harm us. As we mature, we learn to differentiate between our fear of intimacy and fear as a warning coming from our higher self that this person is not safe. Fortunately, with our expanded senses of empathy, telepathy, clairvoyance, clairaudience, and compassion, we are able to differentiate between our fear as fear and our fear as a warning. However, love is not just about protecting and receiving. Love, true interpersonal love, is about giving, and we cannot give away what we do not have. Therefore, if we cannot truly love ourselves, then we will not be able to truly love another. Therefore, love begins at home, home inside our heart. Thank you so much for joining us today. Again, I would like to thank Terry Lee for the music of this show. And I'd like you all to do your homework, which is love yourself. Love yourself first. Love yourself second. Most of all, love yourself. When we love ourselves, we can emanate love to everyone and everything on our beautiful planet. Thanks again for joining us. Bye.
Healing and Self-Realization Meditation with
you
Dr. S. Carroll.
The tenderness, softness, and friendliness. Always I think of you. Rose petals may make you. And I want to be where you are next to me. I want to love you. Your eyes are dreamy and they really